follow us on Facebook at Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
Katy Perry and Roar, one going out to all the little young fighters out there. And by that, I mean kids that have got life-threatening diseases and they're battling through and they're roaring on the other end of that. Always so heartwarming to hear from parents and get good news from parents that listen to the show about kids that have been through tough times. I want to talk a little bit and welcome to the show, Monique Kemp. Monique's with us on the line. Monique, good morning.
Morning, Ryan and
Dean. Morning. Now, Monique, before we even get to Monique's son, I want to tell you a little bit about CHD. Now, it's called congenital heart disease. It's the number one birth defect, by the way, in the world. 1 in 100 babies are born with CHD, and approximately 300,000 globally succumb to this disease every year. The stats obviously vary. And I want to talk a little bit about Daniel, who's just had an op. So, Monique, listen, welcome to the show. It's lovely to actually have you chatting with us today. Daniel is such an amazing young man. He's had a very long and trying start from his birth, two years old, with so much surgery, diagnosis after diagnosis, and I hope I'm saying this right, the Hirschsprung's disease.
That's correct.
Pancreatic divisum, bleeding out 4 times, his body blood to dying of starvation, learning how to drink a bottle through to speech therapy and having neurophysiotherapy to help his body and brain function together. Daniel's just undergone another operation. How is Daniel doing?
Ryan, I must say we're really grateful to God that he had a good night. I didn't have any phone calls. I was literally awake the whole night watching the phone because this is what this journey does. Dr. Fosler is very happy with what she has done yesterday for him. He had a long 10-hour surgery.
10-hour surgery?
Yeah, very, very long. Really long. It's a long wait. But we need to be patient, if I can put it like that.
It has been such a, I mean, it's a long journey. You know, you and the family have traveled this long journey. And for Daniel, you know, he's also at that age in his life where he's like, here we go again. You know, this is just another one of the many. He doesn't know any different life other than the one that he has, obviously, and what he and the family are going through. But yet, through this all, and despite this all, he remains this positive, shining beam of light to you and the family.
Absolutely. Yeah. He's such a positivity to us.
He is.
The days leading up to it, he was more concerned that we are all okay. You know, that we all love each other through this, you know. So he really is a champion to us. And I must say, it's so ironic that you played that song. He had a friend who actually passed away at 5 years old. Of congenital heart disease, and that was her favorite song. That is very ironic.
It's such a when I hear it, that's what I feel that it's like a almost like this victory song that, like, you know, it doesn't matter what life's thrown you, you're going to get over this, and you know, you're going to hear my voice, you are going to hear me through this and hear me roar.
Yes, absolutely. It's really a rewarding journey. I think for the family it can become disruptive. It can become challenging emotionally. His siblings are now 16 and 15. And when they were younger, I mean, they were just living life because they were only 2 and 3. But now I had to face watching their emotions, you know, going through the days leading up to Daniel's surgery. So it becomes disruptive, it becomes emotional, but it's also a journey of faith. You know, I teach them faith over fear no matter what you go through. You know, and we know that God grounds us in faith is substance for things hoped for, no matter what we go through in life. You know, this is really a journey of faith. There's nothing else how we can describe it but as a faith journey. So we keep on believing and we keep on trusting God that, you know, as He goes through the next few weeks or months, that He will, you know, that He will come out a superstar on the other side.
Mm-hmm. Monique, I mean, I've experienced this as well. In hospitals, it can be sometimes very cold
and you hear the beeping of all the things. But one thing that stands out is the other people or the other family members visiting really understands one's pain, and there is sometimes a very authentic care for one another.
Yeah.
And I think,
and
that's what we as people holistically should do in our workplaces, care for one another authentically. And that's what the hospital sometimes brings about. So we're sending you all the love.
Absolutely. Monique, what does Daniel want to do when he grows up, by the way?
Daniel would love to be a soccer player.
Okay.
And his favorite
that
team?
Might not be possible. I'm not saying it won't happen. You know, with Daniel's determination, anything is possible. But his second choice would be an animator. He would like to be an animator. Yeah, he would like to animate his story, in fact, one day. He's told me this just a couple of weeks ago, actually.
If there are any animators listening to the show, and I'm sure there are going to be people that listen to the show that know people, wouldn't you like to volunteer of your time to help Daniel animate his story, bring his story to life so that he can help others that are going through what he's going through? Monique, I also want to talk about, and you know, you'd think that as a parent, you're juggling a lot in life already, but on top of that, you've gone and you've started a support group, and you know, I admire, I love, and I just like, I can't fathom how huge that is to think of others during a time where your family have gone through this journey, and you're thinking about others going through this, or maybe being diagnosed or having news given to their family that their newborn has been diagnosed with CHD. You've realized you've been there, you've been through that. Now you're thinking, how do I help others? And you've started this group.
Yes, it's actually 10 years in the running. I found it a very lonely journey, you know, because there was no, like you say, we need to love and care for each other. And in fact, yesterday I was paid forward by one of a fellow heart mom coming to sit with me for 10 hours. The way I sat with her when her daughter was having surgery, and that's what it's all about, you know. And we were talking yesterday, and the one thing that came out for both of us was that the doctors and nurses are there in a professional capacity, and parents want them to take care of their children.
Yes.
We cannot allow them to take care of our emotions. And this was my stance for starting the support group. You know, we as parents will take care of each other's emotions and hold each other up, you know, while our kids are fighting their own battles. Because we need to know that doctors, nurses are there in a professional capacity. We cannot lean on them for emotional support because we also want them to take care of our child. So, and physically, and so this is my reason for starting the support group. So I do it on a small basis. The nurses will call me at the hospital and say, there's a mom that wants chat. Can you come and support them? And I will take my time and I will go and I will support them and chat with them and encourage them the best way I know how. You know, each individual CHD is a different story because there are 45 different types of congenital heart disease.
Sure.
So no one story is ultimately exactly the same, you know. So we give support where we can. I'll try to combine moms who have similar heart disease diagnoses. And this is how we support each other.
Sure. Monique, I want to do something special for Daniel when he's okay to do so. I want to take him to soccer. I want to take him to the opening game of Cape Town City's season at the stadium. We're going to go. We're going to spend some time in the hospitality suite.
VIP.
VIP. We're going to kit him out head to toe in the full Cape Town City gear. And we're going to go along. And I tell you what, whenever his favorite team on earth, and I don't care who it is ever in town, he's going to be our VIP at that game. So, Monique, please tell Daniel we're thinking about him and he's in our thoughts and prayers, and you are as well, and the family. And we think of all those parents listening to this, and everyone that's we've got so many messages this morning that have come through saying that Monique is such a pillar in our community of parents whose kids have been diagnosed with CHD, congenital heart disease. And what you're doing, the selfless work that you are doing as a mom to help other moms and to be there for not only Daniel, but Daniel's siblings as well. We salute you, Monique. Thanks so much for sharing Daniel's story with us this morning as well.
Thank you for giving me the platform.
Very grateful for it and very grateful for you. You have an amazing weekend and love to Daniel. And we will be in touch soon to take Daniel to Cape Town City's soccer game when he's good and ready.
That's amazing. Thank you, Ryan. Thanks, thank you so much. Thank you. Okay. Have a good day, guys.
You too. Have a lekker weekend. Okay. Ciao. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
That's Monique Kemp, ladies and gents. Wow. What a super mom.
Wow. Goosebumps. It just takes, listening to that story.
I do. You thinking you've had a tough week? You've had it bad? Hey, if your kid had 10 hours of surgery yesterday, 12 years old, for the umpteenth time.
There we go.
Yeah.
Respect that.
I like you. Follow us on Facebook at Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.